need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
Good morning to you, Rose Gray. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am spectacular.
Well, it's always best when it's a sunny day.
It does make it much better, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
The weird part, though, is I was driving in and I felt like I was late to the show because the sun was shining. It was like bright. Yeah. I'm like, wait, am I running behind? What's going on? But I was not.
You were not.
And you are not.
I am not. And we're here and we're excited and we've got lots of stuff to talk about. But as always, we encourage everybody to text or call in with their questions. Nothing's off limits. If I don't know, I will tell you I don't know.
This is true.
And if I have somebody within my stable of Fox World Travel family, friends, and colleagues, I can reach out to one of them and get the answer for you as well. So
you're very rarely stumped, though.
On occasion,
to be honest.
On occasion. So this week, we had some pretty exciting news from the Green Bay Packers. And as you can imagine, the phones were wildly ringing. I will tell you this. At this point, Fox has no plans to do a complete package that would include game tickets and a tailgate and all those kinds of things. However, with that said, we know where you can find those. So if that is what you're looking for, let us know. I will tell you this. All of the reputable companies that I looked at as soon as the announcement was made are asking for a $500 deposit.
Okay.
Which will be applied to the package once they have their details, because they do not have all the details yet. So it's a Friday night game. So that's September 6th. A little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I would start out by saying this. I'm not surprised by some of the questions that we're starting to get, because I don't know that everybody knows too much about Brazil.
Yeah, it's not a travel destination you often hear of.
Right, exactly. So, for example, this was, as you can imagine, the news outlets were going crazy with the information. And I actually had interviews on four of the Green Bay stations, one of the Milwaukee stations. I was on with John Mercure. I was on Spectrum News talking all about it. Well, in preparation for this trip, this exciting news, I delved deeply into all things Brazil and wanted to get as much information as I possibly could. And that's when I began realizing that I have been to Brazil, but I know very little about Brazil. And so we just started answering questions that were coming in. Do you know Brazil is the fifth largest country in the world?
I did not know.
Right behind the United States.
Wow.
Yep. So that's kind of interesting. The other thing to know is it's about, on a nonstop flight from Chicago, 10 hours and 15 minutes. There is one daily United nonstop from Chicago. Okay. So that doesn't mean we can't go there other ways. Milwaukee, Atlanta, Sao Paulo. Milwaukee, Houston, Sao Paulo. Milwaukee connection, Miami, Sao Paulo.
Okay.
So there's lots of ways to get there, but that's going to add time, right? That's going to add time onto it. The other thing that we kind of found interesting is people asked if they were going to have a language problem. And we said, they said, because I took high school Spanish. I said, but they speak Portuguese in Brazil. So we have a little problem there. But the language should not be that big of a barrier. Also know this. In January, the Brazilian government decided that we were all going to need visas as U.S. citizens to go to Brazil.
Okay.
They rescinded that.
Really?
Late on the 9th of April. Do you think they were worried about the Packer fans coming?
Yeah. Just a bit.
I don't know. I don't think that's it at all, but it was just coincidental.
No, I think the Packers they're God's team. God's like, hey, lift this restriction.
This plague must be gone. So anyway, that was fun. So, what would you do? I guess the other thing to think about, as I just said, it's the fifth largest country in the world. When people come to the United States from other parts of the world, they say, I would like to see New York and Disney World and Las Vegas and Hollywood. How long are you going to be here? A week?
Yeah.
Okay. Same kind of thing. Do you just want to fly into Sao Paulo and see the game? Or are you going to try to make this a Brazilian vacation? And if you're going to do that, we certainly can help you at Fox World Travel with all of your other needs. So if I was going to do it, for example, I would leave the United States on the 4th of September. I would fly into Sao Paulo. I would acclimate. Here's another cool thing, just a couple hour time difference.
Oh.
So unlike London, where we had to really acclimate, right, we don't have to do that so much. I would visit the city. I would see the city. Sao Paulo is a very big financial center, a global financial center. So there are museums and there are fabulous restaurants and lots of things to do, but that's what the culture there will be. Now, I would then probably, after the game, so I would go to the game on Friday night.
Okay.
I would stay there one more day, and then maybe Sunday fly over to Rio de Janeiro, because who doesn't want to go see Christ the Redeemer, the big statue, right? And you could also fly over to Iguazu Falls, one of the natural wonders of the world that people go to see all the time. And you can actually go to the Brazil side and the Argentina side, kind of like at Niagara Falls, where we go to the U.S. side and the Canada side. Same concept there. So all of that requires flights, though. You know, it's an hour flight to Rio de Janeiro from Sao Paulo. It's about a 2-hour flight from Rio to Iguazu Falls.
Right.
So, I mean, we can make a little triangle for you, or we could do lots of other things. So we're getting questions about what else is there to do? Can you help me with everything? Yes, except we're telling everybody, if you're going to get tickets, get them from a reliable source.
There you go.
There you
Way
go.
To kick off the show.
Too exciting.
855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. We are talking travel today. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Make this summer the best one yet. Let Fox World Travel plan your next family vacation.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton here with Rose. It's going to be mostly sunny and 65 today, 75 inland tomorrow, so it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. WTMJ talking text line, 855-616-1620. Rose, when will Fox World Travel be announcing more 2025 group trips?
That is such an excellent question.
I know.
Very, 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 very soon. I teased last week because we did have a caller asking about Galapagos, and I said I am not at liberty to let any details out, but I can tell you, stay tuned. You just want to stay tuned, because unlike last year where they dribbled out a little bit, we're really trying. We did put the Duro out that Colleen is doing, but we're trying to just have one great big gigantic explosion.
Okay.
And that's coming very, 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 very soon. I think the listeners are going to be delighted with some of the new fun things we're going to be doing in 2025.
Nice. Well, Galapagos is different, right? You haven't done that a lot.
Yeah. So. Not a lot, because it's an expensive proposition.
Okay.
It's sort of like when I do Antarctica, or when we do Africa, or when we do Vietnam. It's something people have to consider and want and that kind of thing.
Right.
But just like so many other natural attractions in the world, the people who take care of these kinds of things are saying, we got to slow this down. But we got to stop. We got to start monitoring and regulating how many people go to the Galapagos, because
right,
it'll be completely ruined otherwise. So the number of ships that can stop now are fewer, and the number of tours that can visit are fewer. So if that is on your list, I just feel like, yeah, get on that.
So. All right. Another text here at 855-616-1620. Can you recommend an all-inclusive resort in Mazatlan, Mexico? Oh. 7 couples all over 50 years old.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mazatlan is really not that well known for all-inclusive resorts. I do know, just like so many other Mexican destinations, there is a Spanish chain called Riu, R-I-U, not Rio, Riu. And I do know there is at least one there. There could actually be more than that. So that would be one. It's not really necessarily an adults only, but that's a pretty decent resort. There are another chain there that I'm pretty certain has all-inclusives there as well, called Pueblo Bonito. That they have a lot of resorts in Cabo.
Okay.
And I believe they have at least one Pueblo Bonito resort, which is an all-inclusive in Mazatlan.
Okay. Next one here says, you may want to remind anyone that going to Brazil, there's no flushing of toilet paper.
Yes. So,
what an interesting thing to bring up.
That is. So you just want to be aware of that because I don't know, I guess you could get fined or something if they find out that you do it. Sort of like in Singapore when you chew gum, hide, you know, all those things. So, yes. And really, again, if I was going to go to a Packer game in Brazil, I would really, really want to do more than just go see Sao Paulo.
Sure, of course.
But there are certain people, especially we know from experience in 2022 when the Packers went to London, who flew in, saw a tiny bit of London, went to the game, and flew home.
Yeah.
So that's okay. It's a little bit longer flight. So you just might want to do a few other things. Just saying.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more calls and texts at 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thanks for listening to 620 WTMJ, but you can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, FoxWorldTravel.com, WTMJ.com. It's omnipotent.
It's practically everywhere. Omnipotent.
Okay, Rose Gray is here this week, and we're taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. What's new and exciting that people need to know about in the world of travel?
Well, one of the fun new things that I saw on, because I am a Uniworld sailor, and because I then once they have your contact information, they're going to contact you.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. That Uniworld, as many of you know how much I do, in fact, love, love, love my friends at Uniworld, have many dates left for many sailings left for 2024, where they have decided that they're going to waive the single supplement.
Okay.
And Dayton, we get lots of people who are texting in or calling in and asking, is there any benefit or do you know of any deals for single travelers? And quite the opposite. Single travelers often get hit with what we call in the industry a single supplement.
Right.
Because people say, well, that's not fair. Why do they do that? Think about this. Think of a cruise cabin. The cruise says this is the price per person based on double occupancy. So they're planning on two people being in that cabin.
Right.
And that doesn't always happen. And so then you have to supplement it, hence the word single supplement, right, so that you're giving the cruise line additional money so that that is a viable option for you as a single traveler. So same with tours, right? They take the cost of the tour, they take the cost of the hotel rooms, and they divide everything by half. And then that's the cost per person based on double occupancy. So I just want to let you know that if, in fact, you are a solo traveler and you are looking for some sailings where the single supplement has been waived, give our offices a call or reach out by going to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And then right away, you can see in the left-hand corner is a menu. And if you go to vacations, you're going to get a golden colored rectangle in the bottom of your screen, and it's going to say, let's connect. And that's a way that you can fill out the form. You can also go up to the right-hand corner where it says stay connected, and there's a contact us button there as well. So lots of different ways to contact people.
Okay. That's exciting news. Exactly. If you're a solo traveler, you want to get out there, now's the time to do it. We do have a call. Let's go over to Rosie in West Bend. Good morning, Rosie. What's your question?
Good morning. I and my husband are planning to go to Las Vegas this summer. And we would like to go by train. We've never done that before. We're wondering, where do we park our car near the train station? And where do we get a ticket for the parking?
And there's a transmodal parking lot right there.
Yep.
Right. And so they do have long-term parking there.
Okay.
But do you know what? I got to tell you the honest truth. I got to tell you the honest truth. Where are you traveling from to get to Amtrak?
From West Bend to Milwaukee, then Milwaukee to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If it was me, I would probably take a shuttle or ask a friend of some sort to take me down there, because I don't know, you know, if you're going to be gone any length of time, you might feel more comfortable if
not leaving your car then.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh, all right.
Fair
okay,
enough.
That's a good piece of advice. I hadn't thought about that. So.
Rosie,
all right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
We have to be very careful because we don't want it to sound like...
Yeah. Next text here, 855-616-1620. Vindanta, staying at the Blitz. Friend has two-bedroom condo, Riviera Maya. What can I expect? I don't even know what that means. Do you?
I don't.
Okay. We may have to come back to that. We are going to see here. Okay. Hi. If I legally change my name with Social Security, can I fly under my maiden name on my passport as I have not updated it and want to fly internationally at the end of May?
Yes. That is exactly what you have to do. And this is such an excellent...
Wait, what?
Yes. This is such an excellent question. So you got married... You did everything you needed to do. You changed everything on your accounts and you changed everything with Social Security and you went and you got your driver's license changed, but your passport is still in your maiden name. You absolutely have to travel internationally on that maiden name unless you get that passport changed.
Oh, so when you're booking flights and things,
correct.
You're saying. Okay.
Correct.
But it's still valid.
Absolutely.
Even if your license doesn't match, because you're not showing your license.
You're never showing your license.
Just showing
you're just showing the passport. So we oftentimes have to have this conversation with brides and say, I know you're very proud of the fact that you are now Mrs. John Smith.
Yeah.
But we can't use your married name because your passport is still in your... And then oftentimes brides will say, well, how about if I change my name before I get married on my passport? Can't do it. Because you got to have a document to prove why you're changing your name.
Interesting. I had never even thought about that.
Well, that's because you're a man.
Well, and I've been married for 30 years and, you know, whatever.
I don't mean that. I didn't mean that in that way. But women think of it more, or people who are going to change their name because of marriage think of it more.
Okay.
But yes, you absolutely positively want to fly on internationally on the name that's on the passport.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Fox World Travel Show. We'll take your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Rau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. It's going to be beautiful, 65 and sunny today. Dayton and Rose here. We are taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. This one says, we're planning a cross-Atlantic cruise from Miami to Portugal, Spain, etc. on November 3rd this year. What can we expect to cross the Atlantic at that time of year? Have you ever been in that situation?
I have not, but last week we had a caller who was crossing the Atlantic in April. And that would be a little less rough. I think November crossing is probably going to be a little colder, being up on deck is probably not going to be as common, if you will. But again, when you're doing these transatlantic cruises, you're doing it for the cruising experience, you're doing it for the dining, you're doing it for the... They're very affordable. They're often very, it's a nice deal kind of a thing. So I'm just saying that in November, you would probably not be up top.
Yeah, not sunning on the deck.
Exactly. Well, and you might even get to be outside during the day a bit, but in the evening, at night, it's going to be really cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
When does Apple Vacations and Funjet have their specials for next winter? Everybody wants to know.
Yes. So I would anticipate that we will hear when the nonstop service and where the nonstop service. We always take for granted in Milwaukee that it's going to be Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, possibly Cabo, but we never really know for sure. So in very soon, I do know that Apple Leisure Group, the parent company of Apple Vacations, released their information for Cancun for nonstop charters out of Cincinnati and Philadelphia several weeks ago. So Milwaukee is usually at the end of that because we have the most and they like to release them all at once. So I would say just as soon as we know what those destinations are going to be and what those nonstop flights are going to look like, we'll know what's going on. And then don't forget, Fox World Travel and Apple Vacation have been partnering for many, many years for a great big event in July. So stay tuned for that.
Always a big event. Okay, this is an interesting text at 855-616-1620. If newlyweds are going to the Middle East, they probably want to change their passport or else they could face some scrutiny of an unmarried woman in the same room with a man. That's a cultural difference you may not think about as you're heading.
It's very true. The big question is how, I do not know, maybe someone does, how you could change your passport until you're actually married.
Yeah. So you may have to postpone the honeymoon
until
the next year.
That's the case, because it's very true. We have to be very careful when we're sending people to the Middle East and how the rooms are assigned and those kinds of things. So, yes, that's an excellent point.
Yes. 855-616-1620. Me and my wife would like to take a 7-day Alaska cruise at the end of July. A southbound cruise, would there still be openings for this year? A cabin with a balcony.
So they're just looking to do a 7-day Alaska cruise in 2024
still. Cruise at the end of July.
Oh, yeah. That's this year, yeah. Yes, there are 7-day cruises out there for sure.
Okay.
It's just a matter of, are you going to, when they say a 7-day southbound cruise, that means you're going to fly into Anchorage, you're going to drive down to either Seward or Whittier, wherever that's leaving from, and then you're going to take the southbound cruise. So, yes. Okay. Other options for 7-day cruises are round trip out of Vancouver and round trip out of Seattle. So that's another option.
And how would people know about this stuff?
By calling us at 866-GO-FOX-GO. Now, those lines are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Best way also to get a hold of us is go to foxworldtravel.com. As soon as you go to the vacation tab, a golden rectangle pops up in the bottom right-hand corner. It says, let's connect. That's an inquiry form. If that doesn't happen, like you're just on our main page, under Stay Connected, there's also a Contact Us. So all of those things work. The more information you can give us in advance, the better off we are. For example, if you've got crazy ideas about golfing at the Old Course, the Masters happens to be on right now, and lots of people, as I'm out and about, are asking me golfing questions. Certainly, there are ways to get on the Old Course at St. Andrews, and there are five other courses on the whole grounds of St. Andrews. How do you get those tee times, and how far in advance do you have to do that?
And you guys can help with all that.
We can.
That's why you use a travel advisor. So
we hope.
And travel advisor is different than agent, because you guys aren't competing for business with each other. You're trying to find the best person to help the person in need.
Yes, and I couldn't have said it better. So when people call and say, or fill out the inquiry form and say, I would like more information about, and they have a very specific destination in mind, we have specialists on staff. And how do you find those specialists? If you go to our vacation travel tab, you will find a tab that says travel advisors. And there are ways that you can filter your search by agent name, by office location, by specialties, by destination, or travel partner. So we have lots of different ways you can find the perfect person for you. And if the pandemic did nothing else, it taught us that we can do our jobs very effectively and efficiently virtually.
I'm noticing one thing here, though, Rose. I cannot sort by gender because everyone's female.
No, that's untrue.
Well, where's the guy? I don't see any guys.
Well, it's kind of a female-based industry, but I bet if you look a little farther, you'd see Jordan in our Oshkosh office.
All right, I'll keep looking.
All right.
I'll keep looking. FoxWorldTravel.com. Go scroll. There's so many things you can look at on this website. You could be there for hours. So go enjoy that. We do need to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45 on a beautiful Saturday morning. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. And what a great way to come back from commercials with this text at 855-616-1620. We would love to give a shout out of appreciation to Disney expert Marissa at the Brookfield office. We were talking before the break that there are specialists at Fox World Travel. We know very little about Disney. She was amazingly knowledgeable and helpful in assisting us in booking a multi-generational Disney cruise. Her enthusiasm is contagious. So that's what you get when you call 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Yeah, she sprinkles pixie dust on everything she does, let me tell you. It's awesome.
All right, another text here says, we are going on a cruise out of Rome the beginning of November. We want to stay in Rome a couple of days before, probably the city center, unless you recommend another area to do. And we have do you have any recommendations for a nice, moderately priced hotel, and when should we book?
I would stay in Rome. I've mentioned this on the air a couple of times. When we do our Italy itineraries and they begin in Rome, oftentimes our cookie cutter or competitors will have a 2-night stay in Rome. You know, that's just what they do. We always add a third night. We right. just really feel like by the time you get there, you have some jet lag. We've got things we want you to see. And what a lot of companies are doing now is taking the Colosseum out and making that be an optional. And we feel very strongly that that should be a part of your visit. So you're going to see the Vatican museums and you're going to see, you know, all of that. But we just feel like that's another part of it that you probably have to see. With regard to pricing, I probably would just reach out to one of our specialists and ask them to assist you with any of that. And also, I would make sure if I was going to be on my own for that portion of it, I would have my Vatican tour booked, because there's nothing sadder than watching that great big long queue all the way down the block for the people that didn't get their Vatican tickets in advance, and now they're waiting to get in. And although November is very low season there, you're still going to see those lines, because sure. that's just the way it is. And so I would have that taken care of. When I'm purchasing that, and again, a Fox advisor can help you with this, I would make sure I was getting what they call a skip the queue or skip the line, and it's taking you right to the
it's
front.
Like the Disney Fast Pass.
Exactly. Yep. And then you get somebody that speaks English and has loads and loads of information to share with you as you're going through the Vatican museums and all of that kind of thing. So I wouldn't miss out on that at all. And there's a few other like half-day city tours that you could take that would also include an English-speaking guide, and I think those are valuable. So those are things I would probably think about.
855-616-1620. Is it possible to plan an Alaskan itinerary without getting on a boat? We have a party of six, and one is very motion sick sensitive.
Yep. You absolutely can. You just don't get to see the Inside Passage. So there are tours that do just the land portion of it. Now, I will say this, and I'm certainly not a doctor, and I have experience with people who have had seasickness, but I'm telling you, if they would get those patches that you can get from your physician, they may be okay. Because unlike some Caribbean destinations or this Atlantic crossing that we're talking about, this is the Inside Passage is very calm. It's almost like a European river cruise, because you're on an inside passage of water.
Right.
The one thing I will qualify that with is when you leave from Seward or Whittier and you're crossing the Bay of Alaska to get into that Inside Passage, that part can be rocky. And I have seen people who have not been, you know, comfortable at all because they had some motion sickness. So yes, to answer the question, yes, you can do land only Alaskas.
All right. We do need to take a final break. 855-616-1620. Looks like Jane in Menominee Falls is on the line. We'll talk to you next. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
When are you gone next, Rose Gray? You've been here for a few weeks now.
I'm not going anywhere till June.
Okay, so you're stuck with me until June.
Yeah.
Here we go. 855-616-1620, our final segment of the show today. Let's go to Jane in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Jane. What's your question for Rose?
Hi, Rose. Thank you for taking my call. We are just starting to plan a trip to Copenhagen next summer. And I'm just wondering, do you have any specific recommendations, you know, must-dos, highlights?
Yeah, so there's a couple of, everybody probably that you ask will tell you about the Tivoli Gardens. That's a pretty phenomenal park, that theme park type fun thing that you can do. There are a couple of really good museums that I'm aware of, art museums, and then there's also the National Museum of Denmark, which is actually in Copenhagen itself. There are several castles, and again, sometimes people tell me I don't need another bloody castle. Thank you very much. But it's always good to see the architecture. And you're going to find that the architecture here is significantly different than some of the other places that you would be maybe seeing in Europe. So a couple of castles, Rosenborg Castle is one that I know of and think of. And then also, just like Sydney, there's a pretty well-respected, visited opera house in Copenhagen. So I would see that. Okay. And then you probably know about the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Yeah. So everyone knows that. And so, yeah, so there a couple good museums, the Opera House, the Botanical Gardens, and then probably the Tivoli Gardens.
Okay, super. Thank you very
much. Have fun. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. All right, one more question here at the text line. Planned a trip to Germany in June 2025, so June.
Yeah.
My passport expires at the end of October 2025. Should I obtain an early renewal prior to the trip?
What you're going to want to do is travel.state.gov and then check if Germany has a validity requirement. So let's do the math. June, they're traveling. October, June, July, August, September, October. That's 4 months. Probably, if they don't have the 6 months validity for Germany, then you could probably be safe in going. But I'm just one of those kind of people that if I don't need it, I'm probably just going to go ahead and get that renewed. Because
yeah, if you're not traveling somewhere else before that time frame and can send it in.
Exactly. I know we like to get as much as we possibly can from that fee that we paid for that passport, but I feel pretty confident that, I think the best thing to do would be to get that renewed before you go.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Hi, Rose. We're planning a trip to Wimbledon next year. Can you help us out? You're great.
What I can help you on is all of the packages that we sell for Wimbledon have guaranteed tickets.
Okay.
So that comes at a cost, as you can imagine. So there are people that tell me all the time, oh my gosh, I got tickets for Wimbledon and now I've booked my hotel. Keep this in mind that if you are rained out at Wimbledon, there is no refund on the tickets.
Oh.
That is just the way it's been from the beginning of Wimbledon. So just know that. The other thing to be cautious about is if you book this all in pieces and parts, like you're going to do the train and you're going to do your hotel and you're going to do the hop on hop off bus and you're going to do a couple days at Wimbledon or even one day at Wimbledon, just keep in mind that many of those hotels during Wimbledon, just like anybody that's got a big event in their city, is going to have stiff cancellation penalties.
Sure.
It could be as much as a couple months in advance. It could even be completely non-refundable. So again, we do have a company or two or three that we work with that sell these kinds of packages. There's a cost involved to that. So we can, if you get the tickets and you want help with the other parts of it, we can certainly do that. Or if you're looking for a complete experience, we can do that too.
Perfect. 855-616-1620. We are going to Budapest to Bratislava to Vienna. How do you recommend booking train tickets between the cities?
Well, this is good. I was just typing the answer to that, but now I'll just say it over the airwaves so hundreds of thousands of people can hear. If you are booking what's called a point-to-point, like you are just going Budapest to Bratislava, you can get right on your Rail Europe's website and you can make that booking. So that's easy enough. If you need more tickets, then what you do, and we actually had this exact same question last week, but well, it wasn't exact same question because these were not the two cities they were going to, but a question about European trains. If you need more train tickets, if you are going to other cities, then you look to see what pass they're offering you. And if there's a pass involved, sometimes that's going to be a money-saving thing. But if all you need is a point-to-point ticket, as we call it, You just booked that on Rail Europe. Yep.
All right. 1 minute left. Tell everybody what they need to know about Fox World Travel.
So I just want to let everybody know that stay tuned because 2025 Fox Group Vacations is just about out. I also want to let everybody know that if you start getting your hands on those Packer tickets, they're not out yet, but when they are and you need assistance with anything else, we can help you with that. As I said, I would do day trips or I would probably make sure I see a little bit more. Somebody did text in and say there's lots more to do in Sao Paulo than Rose gave it credit for. So there's more to do there. So think that through and let the travel advisors do what the travel advisors do, help you with those big ticket items as well as anything that you're looking for travel related.
Nobody's going to answer the phone today,
no.
But the number is 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday.
Correct.
Best way right now, go to foxworldtravel.com and fill out the contact us.
It's the best way to do it because then they will sort that out, get that to the proper people, and then you will be contacted.
All right. Good show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
All right. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.